on the search and reconstruction of the original divine human being. Moved by a deep but unconscious longing that can only be explained by their divine origin, human beings strive for the happiness of finding the lost paradise again. Ignoring the truth and why of life in this world, and since the only happiness they know is to feel good here, they try to reconcile, with their earthly personality, with their whole self, what is irreconcilable, and to find the original world through their ideals of freedom, equality, and justice. They fight to build in this fleeting world the dreamed of paradise. At the same time, they live the life of the I-man, always looking for their security and their personal expression in order to maintain themselves despite the difficulties of the daily struggle for existence. Thus, through their repeated sufferings and pain, people arrive at experience, and through it, at a new consciousness. Eventually, through this new awareness, they come to understand their limitations. Then they wonder about the why and what is the purpose of life. Then they become seekers. However, their quest will only come to an end when they understand that individual life is merely a passing and illusory life. After death, the entire personality, body, soul, and consciousness decomposes, partly here and partly in the beyond. Neither the I nor the biological consciousness nor the natural soul are reborn. Neither can one speak of eternal life in the world beyond the veil, the region of the dead. Only the microcosm emptied of its elements, after processing previous experiences, again returns to this side of the veil, terrestrial life, to adopt once more a newly generated personal principle. This new being fully responds to the impulse of the microcosm for a new development, due to the lived experiences. This treasure trove of experiences forms the vital foundation of the new personality. Thus are explained all types of personalities and their limitations, all pleasant characteristics, all likes and dislikes, happiness and unhappiness, health and illness. In this way, the microcosmic being is chained to the laws of birth and death, of cause and effect. This will last until, under the action of the experiences accumulated by the various personalities who lived in the microcosm, a conscious personality emerges in it that can understand the causes of its state of being imprisoned in matter and eventually eliminate them. The discernment thus acquired teaches people that these causes do not come from the world, but are found exclusively in themselves. The yearning to live for personal godliness and the self-centered personality must be overcome and abandoned in order to enable the sole human being to resume its rightful place. Then they turn to the inevitable goal of human life in this nature, the reconstruction of the original divine human being.